February 8th, 1922. Early hours. Everything in this godforsaken town is out to kill me. Around every corner, some hideously tainted thug is searching. I've managed to avoid them so far, though poor Rebecca wasn't so lucky. It's starting to look hopeless. Only Mackie doesn't seem to want me dead. Maybe he has an ulterior motive. His mention of investors in this town, and his knowledge of the esoteric order, clearly point to some level of involvement. Still, he told me where to find Brian Burnham. He seems to pose no immediate threat. Even so, his apparent understanding of things in Innsmouth is unnerving. Am I becoming paranoid? After what I have seen and experienced, how could I know? The strain is certainly having an effect on my nerves. I'm beginning to hear and see things that can't possibly be real. Need to ignore these distractions if I want to get out of here alive. My best chance is to find Brian and break him out of the jailhouse. To do that, I'll need a plan. Why, Jack, is that your best bet of getting out of this town alive? Is breaking into the jailhouse to rescue some kid? Hit the road! Didn't you read the book? Well, we're out of the attack of the fishmen, at least, so... we got that going for us, which is nice.
Alright. Who's there?
Dude, I'm freaking out already. Alright, speedrun mode.
There?
Dude, they can't hit you, it's okay. Look at him, he's missing by a mile.
Okay,
he's missing by a mile. Whoa! He's talking about Cthulhu now. Don't mention Cthulhu. Whoa, Cthulhu bad. Oh, I didn't get to hear how they pronounced it earlier. It's probably wrong. Dude, what are you doing here, Jack? What are you doing?
Show yourself.
There's nothing of interest in the wardrobe.
No, there isn't.
The keys to the cells. Now I can free Brian.
Back. Oh, God, I got blown away. Dude, there's no way you're sneaking past all that shit. It is not happening. Where is your gun, Jack?
What was that? Who's there?
Oh, that was dumb. Could have done better than that. Now I got a limp.
It happened.
Kill him! He's
Bandage
over there.
Your leg. They do it wryly, which just, that's like the worst way to do it. Because that puts the Y before the L, which just is not right at all. I'm sorry, that's rather
juvenile. The keys to the cells. Now I can free Brian.
Dude, they'll never find me in here.
Look everywhere!
I evaded capture.
Outsider, show yourself!
Dude, he's right outside.
Look everywhere!
Look everywhere but this room. Oh? Oh? I mean, I don't know if Earlier is right either, but I would much prefer that to Riley.
Did you hear that?
You just look at the letters once in a while.
You got my hair.
See how that works out for you.
It won't open.
Yeah, that's not the right way.
Oh,
that's brilliant,
touching
Jack.
It.
This was the best
the
way to go ever.
The sink has been locked up, leaving it full of the bath is encrusted with
filth. Why don't
you
make your stand here, pull out your grenades and shotgun, and we can kill him.
It won't budge.
Outsider, show yourself.
Dude, hop the stairs. Oh, God. He didn't hop the stairs. Oh, God.
Kill him!
Oh, God, you're fading. All right. This is tough. This is actually tough. I don't see you sneaking. I just... even if you did, it would take much longer, much, much longer than me just trying this a few times and running through. I mean, I had the keys, could have just grabbed this cell, would have been
Who's there?
Perfectly fine.
Who's there?
I feel the call inside me.
Open the door.
I dream of Dagon and of Hydra.
Louis Vuitton.
The keys to the cells. Now I can free Brian.
Or Clulu, if you want to be really
honest. Lost him.
Did you say the F bomb? He dropped an F bomb.
Messing with the alarm would be too risky. He's crazy. There's no time for that run. A rap sheet gets unlocked.
Dude, none of them were it. Or actually, no, you can't open it unless you sneak. So. This is really just a shit position. I have to... No. I think the best way to do it is run up to that room as fast as you can, close the door...
Who's there?
And then, Oh my... Dude, boxing me out, man.
Huh? Tilly!
Oh, is that a crowbar I just picked up? Is that a weapon? Can I use that as a weapon? Maybe I can use that as a weapon.
A police whistle. Could prove useful.
Oh!
A pistol and shotgun. At
last. Dude, I just got a shotgun. Oh, it's a crowbar.
Look
dude.
Everywhere.
Gordon Freeman.
Shoot him!
Okay. Alright. No. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Dude, if there's shotguns to be had, now we're talking. I just gotta figure out how to equip this thing, and we are gonna blow every one of these damn fishmen away.
Who's there?
It's going to be the most glorious thing in this game. Like I said, you base a game on how good its shotgun is.
Don't let him get away.
All the desk, a pistol and a shotgun. All the desk doors are locked.
Dude, get the gun out. He led. We get the shotgun out. Here we
Look
go.
Everywhere.
Whoa! You want some of this? Whoa! Oh my god, they can stand
Take
up to the shotgun. Damn it. Okay. Dude, these guys are tough. As they should be. They're Lovecraftian creatures. Okay. Oh man. We're going into first-person shooter mode here now. Get hype. Get hype!
What was that? Who's there?
Oh, okay. That's really random, isn't it?
Don't move, outsider.
Thanks for the little interruption.
Come here, you.
I will not do as you ask.
All the police officers. All the desk with a pistol and a shotgun. At last.
You want some? Boom! How you like that? Oh, boom! Dude, who else wants some? Oh, you want some? Oh! Oh! Stacking bodies with the black shoddy now.
Why don't you just go? You're gonna get us both in trouble.
Damn ugly ass fishmen.
Deep in the abyss, beyond the reef of Satan it lies. Why on it lay, lair of the deep ones.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Hell yeah. Dude, you can keep reloading all day, and that actually kind of scares me. Alright, 41. Okay, you can just keep reloading all day. Who doesn't love reloading? That is great. I like that. That's the best feature ever.
Keys to the cells.
Every FPS should have
now
that.
I can free Brian.
What the hell are you doing here?
Look out for the deep one. Dude, he gets really freaked out by this window for some reason.
There's actually, no hope here.
He's actually going insane.
They're calling to me.
It's unlocked.
I want this,
this
to
doll.
End.
It must be Ramona's. It's Thomas Waits. Ramona's death must have driven him to cutting his own throat. This is the rap sheet for Henry Garrison. No charge has been listed.
Dude, all right, calm down. Don't look at anything. I'm sick of this shit. There. You're fine. Okay, you're not fine. Alright.
That's not a good idea.
What?
I won't take them.
Won't
take the accursed oaths.
I'm not going anywhere till I know I can trust you.
Dude, I just killed two fishmen, man. Get your little punk ass off.
I'm not going anywhere till I know I can trust you.
Why don't you just go? You're gonna get us both in trouble.
I mean, I can show him like his diary or something, didn't he? Oh yeah, this? I don't know how that makes him trust me. I could have gotten that anywhere.
Yes, what do you want?
I'm gonna break you out of this joint. The name's Jack Walters. I'm a private detective.
Why should I trust you?
Ruth Billingham gave me this.
What? This is the photograph I gave her before. Oh, damn. I've been so foolish. If Ruth trusts you, Jack, then so do I. Please, hurry and get this door open.
It's unlocked.
The garage on the main street holds an old automobile. It should be able to get us clear of town.
Should be able to?
If we can just make it through the patrols.
I feel
lead the way, Jack.
Me. It draws me to
dude,
the dark
we're gonna
ocean.
Be spraying and praying
it's unlocked.
All day, baby.
This cell looks like it suffered some kind of fire damage.
What did I just pick up? Ship logs. Oh, of Obed Marsh. Okay. March 6, 1823. Still en route to China. Eastward from Otaheite, or Tahiti, as it is also called, we have encountered an island that does not appear on our charts. I ordered the anchor dropped close inshore, and we sent the longboat for fresh water and supplies. The islanders are not interested in trading for gold, which they have apparently a great quantity. I asked after its source in the hope of setting up a mining and milling operation on shore. In response to my questioning, I was taken to a smaller island nearby and shown some stone ruins, apparently of great antiquity. The designs carved upon them are like nothing I've ever seen in all my travels. This, they say, is the city of the sea gods, who can be prevailed upon to give them gold for the asking. I suspect it is a remnant of a higher civilization, now lost. The natives evidently find gold among the ruins. I questioned the island's chief elders at length about the ruins, and was answered with the retelling of legends so savage and fantastic that I wonder at them. Perhaps, when the gold is secured and with it my own fortune, I shall reveal the island's location and open up to scholarship. Having traded for a large quantity of gold in addition to the needed water and fresh food, we resumed our voyage. I impressed upon the crew the need for absolute silence about this island, for if word were to get out, others would be sure to go there. Shortly before our departure, Chief Walakia made me a gift of several small metal discs, evidently of the same workmanship as the ruins. By means of these and certain chants, he said, the sea gods could be summoned and induced to bring their gifts. June 4th, 1838. Revisiting the mysterious island, we could find no trace of the people with whom we have traded for so many years. Their villages are razed to the ground and no trace can be found of them. It appears that some other tribe has attacked and destroyed them. The men are much dismayed that we shall no longer be able to obtain gold here, unless we discover its source for ourselves. A day's searching among the ruins availed us nothing, although certain of the crew were troubled by nightmares subsequently. It appears that this voyage is destined to be without profit, and we must return to Innsmouth with both hands and pockets empty. A most troubling turn of events. The town has come to rely upon us and the gold that we bring back, to make up for the trade that was lost when the War of 1812 ended. What shall become of our home port now, and us along with it? August 18th, 1838. While looking over the souvenirs and curiosities I collected on my Pacific voyages, seeking some comfort in happier memories, I happened upon the strange metal discs given to me by old Walakia and his people. I had quite forgotten them and the stories he told about the gold-bearing gods from the sea, but now an idea is stirring within me. I do not know whether to embrace it as in this last hope, or to concede that desperation has driven me insane.